మాలా సుధాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుధాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ ఐ బో టు హర్ యాస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ఎన్లైటనింగ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఎగ్జిబిషన్ జలమేవ జీవనం వాటర్ ఇస్ లైఫ్ పాణీ హెచ్ జీవనాయే జల్ హి జీవన్ హై తన్నీరే ఉయిర్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది 80th ఇయర్ సెలబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సౌత్ ఇండియన్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సొసైటీ యాజ్ ఐ స్టాండ్ బిఫోర్ యూ నొస్టాల్జిక్ మెమరీస్ ఆఫ్ ది పాస్ట్ గ్రిప్ అండ్ ఇమోట్ మై మైండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వెరీ గ్రౌండ్ ప్రాబ్లీ ఇన్ ది వెరీ సేమ్ ప్లేస్ వేర్ వీఆర్ హోల్డింగ్ దిస్ ఫంక్షన్ దట్ ఆన్ ద 29th ఆఫ్ డిసెంబర్ 1931 the migrant south indians who had come over to this part of the city for earning a living for themselves had assembled in this ground to discuss and decide to form a committee which can acquire a land in Matunga and construct a school 2 years later on the 6th of june 1932 this proposal that was germinated in this very same ground fructified and the south indian education society was born it has been a long journey since then over these 80 years the society has contributed significantly to the cause of education in this metropolis regardless of caste creed or community the society has provided the education services to one and all in this metropolis like the proverbial banyan tree that brings within its sphere of influence all that is around the society brought within its influence people of all hues shades colors regardless of any other factor that would determine and characterize men from men women from women and men from women the catholicity that the founding fathers of this institution had given unto this institution continues to be the main focus of this institution and the central theme of its functioning Today is also a day of remembrance. It was on this day exactly 2 decades before the president of the society, the then president, Sri T.V. Chidambaram, breathed his last. He was the registrar of the University of Mumbai for 27 long years and thereafter he was a senior member of the management council of the University of Mumbai. He was the architect of modern SIES. He graduated SIES from being in high school into institutions of higher learning thanks to the vast experience that he had gathered over the years in higher learning. As we remember him and remember the founding fathers of this institution, the generations of management which succeeded the founding fathers, the teachers and the staff alike, I have a solemn duty in dedicating this exhibition to the hallowed memory of Sri T.V. Chidambaram. Friends, history is a pact between the living, the dead, and the unborn. Generations which do not care for history have neither a past, nor a present, nor even a future. Only when we understand the realities of life and the universal principles that guide life, can we learn to live with the present as we draw lessons from the past and look forward to the future. This world has shrunk considerably over these years, not in terms of the geographical size, but in terms of distance of the mind that it has evolved. Global citizen today is the theme that is being spoken about. Globalization has brought about a process by which barriers have been demolished, boundaries have been erased substantially, even though it continues in certain parts of the world. But the fact of the matter remains that people of this planet have continued to understand them, each other, much better than before. History has bound us all together as friends. Science and technology has brought us together as neighbors. And more importantly, the purpose of life itself has got a new definition in this planet, thanks to the progress that mankind has made over the centuries. That is why every milestone, which is part of the global phenomenon of milestones that are being reached, are celebrated all over the world, and that's why UN gives you the UN observance days as well as nation centric days which are being celebrated on this joyous occasion. As we rededicate ourselves to the cause of education with unremitting devotion, dedication and determination to carry forward the good journey that the founding fathers had given unto us and that we have travelled over the last 8 decades. There are 5 elements in this universe: water, air, earth, fire and the sky. These panchabhutas, as they are called, the 5 elements as they are called, are closely linked to each other and they are interdependent. Life is not possible without any one of them. But water occupies a pivotal place in the canvas of all these panchabhutas. 70% of the world's surface, of this Mother Earth surface, is occupied by water. But the unfortunate fact of this matter is that hardly we have 2.5% of fresh water that is fit for consumption by humankind and all beings that grow in this universe. 70% of this fresh water itself is locked in ice chips, glaciers and the alluvial soil that has absorbed water, leaving less than 1% for human consumption. In the year 1947, when we got independence, this country had per Indian 5000 cubic of water available annually to him. By 2000 AD, it had shrunk to 2000 cubic per person per Indian, and by 2050 it is expected that this will shrink further to 1000 cubic. 1 billion people across the world do not have access to fresh water. 1.5 million children below the age of 5 in this very country of ours die because of absence of water or malnutrition arising from the sanitation facilities that are also not available along with water. 443 million US days, says UN, are lost for the schools because of diseases afflicting children going to schools thanks to non-availability of water and sanitation facilities. Singularly, therefore, my dear friends, if there is something which is of great importance to us at this point of time in history, it is essentially water. Water, my dear friends, is a collective responsibility. It's a fundamental right. It's a shared legacy. It does not belong to anyone. It belongs to the entire world. As we take stock of fresh water that is available in this universe, several factors stand before us: that each day the supply of water is much less than what it was before, and there is an extreme scarcity of water all around the planet. The demand for fresh water far outstrips the supply of water that is available at any point of time in history now. Despite the fact that wars have been fought earlier on various other factors, primarily related to landmass, there is continuous strife all across the globe because of water. And lastly, if there is one threat to the existence of beings on this earth in the decades, the millenniums ahead, it is absence of fresh water. Despite this fact that water is not available in plenty, there is rampant commoditization of water. Water is being diverted from natural streams through super tankers for consumption other than for human beings, for a gain or a profit. It is here that mankind has a responsibility to protect the eco-aquifer systems and prevent them from being degenerated further than what they have been done till today, and ensure that the succeeding generations of people who come to live in this planet at least have what we have today. As I told you, despite this reality, there is nothing that has dawned on to us. We consume, use water as if we have water in plenty. I had said at the beginning of the address that we have less than 1% of fresh water that is available to us. The growth rate of population of the world is expanding at a rate which can never be defined. 85 million people are being added every year to the planet. And the demand for water, fresh water, doubles in 20 years, far more than the growth rate of population. And diseases that have gripped the world all across due to non-availability of water have increased, defying solutions to humankind. Therefore, singularly, if there is one subject that should become important in the calendar of events for young minds, uninitiated as they are, it is water. Time has come to bring all the essentials of nature into the mainstream curriculum so that children are imbibed with the thought of preservation, protection and perpetuation, not just the water bodies, but also to ensure that they are equitably distributed to humankind all across. The objective of any academic institution, my dear friends, is to ensure that their children, the children who are brought under their care as students, to remain head and shoulders above the rest by ingraining in them very high moral values, and also to foster in them a spirit of inquiry that will ultimately lead to innovation. And this process of innovation that we speak about, of creating creative minds, cannot but be achieved only through the process of education. Unfortunately, the type of education that we give over the years are standardized, customized by governments of the day, and there is very little scope or flexibility in aided institutions to go beyond what is defined as the syllabus of the institutions. Minds are created only by education, not by thinking that we are global. In the process of evolving a global citizen, I think it is necessary that we travel far beyond from being a system of education which is nation-centric, which is at best lower down to a city-centric or even district-centric, into the vast canvas of the world as it is. It is with this objective in mind that we thought fit that on the joyous occasion of the 80th year, we bring out books which are already available in the public domain. There is nothing which is patented, nothing which is original. And origin, my dear friends, is the art of concealing the origin. And we are not here into the game of concealing the origin. Every data that is available in the system, but all that is required is to be collated. Therefore, we have thought it fit to bring out 7 valuable books which can be distributed free of cost to every institution, every academic institution in this city, so that it will not only just adore the libraries, it will get into the minds of those children and for them to know as to how a global citizen is being evolved. These 7 books which the chief guest of the day, Dr. R. Chidambaram, will unveil later, are essentially the ones that you use sometime or other during the course of your academic sessions. It is Thought for the Day, which comes onto the board of every institution, where children are pushed and pulled by parents to bring about new thoughts so that they can write about it without knowing the meanings of those thoughts. Messages that can inspire and change people and motivate them are something which should be part of every institution. There is a book on messages as well. The first step towards a global citizen is understanding this planet and the nations of this planet. This book speaks about all the member nations of UN. Not only that, to most of us, we have our national anthem sung at every occasion, if not on every occasion, at least on the Republic Day and the Independence Day. But very little we know of the anthems of the world, except when there is Olympics or the Asiad, where we get a chance to hear the national anthems of countries to which the winners or the runners-up belong to. Therefore, we have taken a singular effort of bringing out all the national anthems of the world, be it the short version, be it the Olympic version, or the longer version of national anthems, 258 in number. All these things have been collated together in the form of a CD, which can be made available to institutions. Why should we not be at least told that today, as we celebrate the Republic Day, it is also the Australian Day on the 26th of January each year? Why should we not hear the national anthem of Australia, at least to know that life exists beyond Mumbai, beyond India? This is the process of expanding the mind, widening the horizon that we are speaking about. And ultimately, all that is captured here in the exhibition, which you can't make out by a fleeting glance, have been brought together in the form of a book called as Jalameva Jeevanam, which can go to the archives of the institutions so that you can draw generously from this, expand it, improve it, and give it to your children. My dear friends, if there is anything that is key to the progress of mankind, singularly at this point of time, it is education. It is not that education which can confuse information. Education is not the amount of information that is stuffed onto the central nervous system or to the brain to remain there and run rot all through the lifetime of a person. Education is a tuning fork that can elevate you to a higher level of understanding, that kindles and promotes a sense of inquiry into each one of us, and brings in the concept of research into your minds. And more importantly, and ultimately, which is the object of education, it is that education that ennobles life, says Swami Vivekananda. And if there are singularly a class of people who make a difference to the progress of a nation, the quality of the nation and its life, it is the teachers. And to whose care children are being given as raw, ordinary children, who are converted into men and women of conviction and character, citizens of the highest order, in the tender hands of the teachers as they take them through the maze of the wonderful world of education. There can never be a milestone that is being celebrated without remembering teachers. It is not that 5th of September alone can be a day when we remember teachers. Thank the teachers for all that is being done. Customarily, it is the Sanskriti of this nation of ours that teachers, the acharyas, are remembered on every occasion. Therefore, we thought fit, however symbolic that function be, that we shall honor principles of neighboring institutions. Today, at least 30 of them today, and another 30 of them at the valedictory function, more than acknowledging the fact that they have contributed significantly to the cause of education in this metropolis, I think there is a selfish desire that the cause that we are attempting to promote here today cannot succeed, cannot expand the minds of children, unless a catalytic role is taken by the principals and the institutions to which they belong to. In that sense, we thought, if we can motivate you, you will be the torchbearers of the concept of water and all other elements of this nature for their protection and preservation through the young minds that come under your care. And therefore, when we honor these teachers, we want to recognize the fact that they are the movers and the shakers of this nation. They are the architects of this nation. They are the shapers of the destiny of this nation. There are several champions of water all across the globe. In fact, there is one section there which speaks about an alternate Nobel Prize, the Stockholm Prize for water. And there are plenty of Indians who have received the Stockholm Prize for water. But there are champions, unsung, unseen, heroes and heroines who have contributed significantly to watersheds, growth of water development bodies, conservation and preservation of waters. On an occasion like this, we thought it symbolic at least to bring one individual who has given his life vision to water as the principal cause, the principal driving force of his life. One city, one village in Adarsh Gaon, which thanks to its sarpanch, who occupied that chair in 1990 until today, has driven that village, Iwari Bazar village in Ahmednagar, which has been converted from a desert, a practical desert, into a very prosperous village, to be seen, to be believed, which you will see as we see the slides on that village, made us believe that there are simple techniques which can still ensure that the overflowing water of Modak Sagar can still be channelized and 50,000 liters in the least per day can be saved. So he is the epitome of that conservation of water that I have spoken about, and therefore we are honoring them today. The process of all these that we are doing is to expand the mind and make us fit into the global family. The Upanishad said several centuries ago, I am Nijah Paro Vedi Gananam Laguchetasam Udara Charitanam Tu Vasudeva Kutumpakam. Today we speak about liberalization and globalization, but this the Upanishads have said several millennia before. And Upanishad conditions it by saying, only when the mind is expanded can there be this attitude of the world belonging to one single family. Nations are not built by bricks, they are built by minds. And that process of expanding the mind is being shown today. This process of which you and I are partners, may the good Lord shed his grace on all of us, so that we continue to take this forward and take this nation to its rightful place amongst the committee of nations. Thank you, and may God bless you all.